I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. The U.S. unveiled programs aimed at strengthening U.S. ties in the Middle East and North Africa, including empowering women. It also dovetails nicely with Sat7's Christian satellite television series, An Hour Is Not Enough. David Harder says,
what we're doing is airing a series of documentaries profiling the lives of a number of women to sort of open the issue, and then this live show will be one in which people can call in and they can discuss, they can share about their problems, and they can learn about solutions. And of course, a major solution is a spiritual solution, starting off with knowing more about Christ and His love and the hope that He provides.
Next, since Civil War ended in 2003, Sammy Tippett Ministries has helped Liberia work toward restoration. The Liberia Now program has opened doors in Lower Virginia. Evangelist Sammy Tippett says,
we're approaching a community in a very holistic way, in which we're trying to make a great impact spiritually, economically, medically, educationally, in every way. And we were able to accomplish a good bit of that during that time.
On their last visit, the team saw many come to Christ through the evangelistic meetings and a pastor's conference. Visit our website to learn more. And after 25 years of civil war in Sudan, there's finally a chance to put the gospel in writing. The Seed Company's translating the book of Luke into three Sudanese languages. This includes the hard work of actually creating a written language in some cases. Since no one can be sure what will happen when people vote on independence for South Sudan in 2011, translators are working fast on Luke and Jesus film scripts. Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Mission Aviation Fellowships making available the free book, Gateway to the Jungle, The Incredible Life Story of Pilot George Boggs. Get your copy at 1-800-995-4828, or you can learn more about it. Just click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.